2 days of campaigning left. Now, if you haven't made your mind up yet, can either side still persuade you with arguments and statistics and claims and inverted commas facts? Or is it just down to how you feel now? Robbie Stenhouse runs a coaching consultancy, NLP, at the school. He wrote the book Brilliant Decision Making. Hi, Robbie.
Hi there. How are you doing?
The very man. We need some brilliant decision making. And we've got Nick Baker from Leeds, who's undecided. Hello, Nick. He's undecided and he's silenced.
He's pensive. He's trying to make his mind up.
He's scratching his chin.
I don't know what to do.
As we speak, but as he doesn't speak. Are you there, Nick? Yeah, it's a tough one.
Well, let's help him make his mind up.
Robbie.
Yes.
Help us out here.
How can I help you?
I tell you how you can help us. How does one make a good decision?
Okay, well, I mean, the way I'm going to do this, hopefully if I get hold of Nick, is to guide him through a decision-making process of a good decision he made in the past. So that's kind of the way I'd like to do it.
All right, okay. Are you there, Nick?
Yes, I dropped out for a minute.
I know, but volume, up the volume a little bit. Okay. You're not 100% sure, Nick, are you? So what are your thoughts? 2 days to get them together, to filter them, to sort them. What are you thinking?
Well, it's the head and heart issue. I run a business. So from a business point of view, I think stability is the best way forward. But from my heart, there are certain issues with Europe, sort of the march of a federal Europe and France and Germany dictating the rules and the regulations that worry me. So.
Over to you, Robbie.
Okay, well, firstly, nice to meet you, Nick. I hope you're up for being guided through a decision-making process to maybe help you come to, if you like, it sounds a bit like kind of head and heart is a bit of a conflict there for you.
It is, yes, yeah.
Great. So can I sort of begin? Is that okay, Nick?
Yeah, please do.
Great. Okay, so, I mean, the way I do it, and the way I'm going to do it in such a way that the listeners can follow this, is I'm going to keep it content-free. So what I mean by that is I'm going to ask you to think of a time when you made a kind of challenging decision in the past, but I don't want you to share the details. So by doing that, I can guide you through it, and then anyone listening can also kind of be guided too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Great. So, Nick, can you think of a time when you made a sort of significant decision in the past, which was a good decision, and it worked out well for you as well? So, but it was a bit of a challenge at the time. So, just okay. So, I'm going to kind of invite you just to think about that time. And do you remember where you were when you made that decision?
I do. Yeah. Am I sharing that with you?
You can if you like. Yeah. So, where were you when you made it? Were you inside, outside?
Inside.
Great. Okay. So, are you able to just sort of almost go back to that memory and go right to the moment just before you made that decision?
Yes.
Okay. And here's a slightly strange question. I know you're an architect, but I imagine you must have good pictures. Do you remember seeing any pictures in your mind while you were noticing the decision you were about to make?
I've got a very clear picture of the room and where I was and the environment I was in.
Okay, but when you think, you often make inner pictures. So when you were thinking about the decision at that time, did you notice any inner pictures, like a picture of the decision if you did one thing or another, just looking at the different options in your own kind of, imagination, if you like, or memory?
Yeah, I could visualize what success would look like in terms of it was a business decision. So.
Can I intervene at this point just to say,
sure.
In the cause of our neurotic quest, but quite proper quest, for absolute balance here, could you not come to a decision on the air, Nick? Could you keep that decision to yourself?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So where are we heading here?
Well, what we're going to be heading is, I think Nick has an idea that when he made this good business decision, I know it's a slightly strange question, but was this decision kind of the picture in your mind, more to your left or more to your right?
Wow.
Probably more to my left.
Okay. So what I would basically say is Nick now has an idea of what a good decision process feels like. And I imagine what I would advise you to do, but I would ask you not to say this on air, like you just said, is imagine you're going now into a box or you're going to tick a little form tomorrow. You're just about to tick yes, Right. What kind of happens to your pictures? And what happens to that sort of stability in the heart? Those sort of conflict things. Do you notice a similar thing if you tick yes or you tick no? Can you sort of compare it, if you like, to that benchmark decision you made in the past?
Okay.
Well, there. That's
kind of it.
That's
yeah.
the future right. of the country sorted out.
There we are, yeah.
That's the future of Europe sorted out and the destiny of our children and our grandchildren. It was
heavy
worthwhile.
Stuff.
Really interesting, though. That's the psychology behind it, Robbie, is utterly fascinating.
Yes, it's an area from NLP called submodalities, being able to sort of notice your own inner pictures, inner words and inner feelings, so you can kind of, if you like, work out what goes on when you make a good decision. And if I had a bit more time, I'd also encourage Nick to go through a memory of a bad decision, which he knew was awful at the time, and so he can kind of contrast the two. So that's kind of the basis
right.
of it. Right.
I'm fascinated by how you would know which side of the brain was responsible for making that decision. Claire, you were making all sorts of interesting hand signals.
I was closing
pointing,
my eyes and doing the left-right thing.
Doing the left-right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
You've only got to do that a couple more million times, though.
If you're left-handed, does it make a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, does it?
Actually, that's an interesting point. Generally speaking, if someone's left-handed, the pictures tend to be reversed.
Yeah.
Because from NLP, it says on pictures on your right side are imagined and pictures on your left side are remembered.
I'm ambidextrous. I've got a problem, right?
Well,
I won't know where it's coming from.
It'll all be a surprise for you then.
You'll be in that booth for ages.
I'm going to be in that booth for ages. Is it the right? Is it the left?
Who knows?
Get a move on.
Great stuff, Robbie. Thank you so much for coming on. Robbie Steinhaus, who runs that. What's that called, that modality word again? I want to write it down. And
submodality. It basically means your five senses inside.
I'm just writing it down.
I didn't know I had them.
Five senses inside.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Nick, as well.
All right.
And
thank you very much.
We've sorted Nick out.